Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday. Welcome to the second best day of the year on the sports calendar. This is Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Day two of the first round of the NCAA tournament. We got two games currently going on live. Mississippi State, Baylor in a good one. And then we got Alabama taking on Robert Morris, as you guys know, will certainly have my attention. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that one. We're going to talk about some maybe live betting opportunities in those games. We'll look at the other games coming up on the card today. And then we'll dive into the eight games that we have coming up on Saturday. Some good matchups, some underdogs that I like, some teams that I think could win outright as well. Shane Jackson's going to join us in the middle of the show. We're going to talk some NBA with Shane. Also, Major League Baseball. We got opening day on Thursday. Get some of Shane's favorite futures. Then we'll wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, let us know. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. And anything that you guys are betting today, anything that you like for tomorrow's card as well, make sure you hit us up at the BetMGM Network. We'll try and get to a bunch of those questions. But let's get things going. Glasses in session here on a Friday. We got Alabama up 19-11 right now on Robert Morris. This total was steamed like maybe 20 minutes before tip-off. It was at like 165 for much of the 3 days leading up to this game. And then this morning, as pretty much every Alabama total does, it got steamed up and it closed 168.5. This has been a lower scoring game than I most initially thought. It's at 163.5 right now. Jaren Stevenson's writhing in pain for Bama, which is not good because they already have Grant Nelson, who is hurt as well. So that could be an interesting development. Bama's up 6, live total 163.5. They're 22.5 on the live line, which is what they were to open the game. I would probably look at Robert Morris. I didn't bet this game. Just the way that it's going, it feels like, you know, Bama loves to shoot threes, but this is a weird game for them because they have such a size advantage. So they're trying to make a more conscious effort to attack the rim. You can tell that it's kind of taken them out of their game a little bit. If I had to make a play, probably would be Robert Morris. As for this Mississippi State-Baylor game, Mississippi State's up by 130-29. They're 1.5-point favorites, which is what they closed. The live total is 150.5. It closed 148.5. I like Baylor, I think, in the game. You know, I've kind of wanted to fade the SEC in some of these pick-em, toss-up type games. We're going to talk about Carolina Ole Miss coming up here in a little bit. But I would maybe look at some live Baylor there on the money line. I think they win that game against Mississippi State. Coming up after these two games, it's going to be Iowa State and Lipscomb Cyclones, a 14.5-point favorite with a total of 143.5. I didn't do anything in this game. I like Lipscomb a lot. They're a team that shoots and makes a lot of three-pointers going up against Iowa State, who's banged up. Keyshawn Gilbert, one of their starters, is not going to be available for the tournament. So they've had guys in and out of the lineup all year. Gilbert's kind of missed some time here the last month. I think Iowa State's going to have enough to get past Lipscomb today. Whether or not they cover the spread, that's obviously a different conversation. I passed on that game as well. Then we get to Memphis, Colorado State. What a fascinating game this is. You have the 12-seed Colorado State favored over Memphis. Once again, the Mountain West just continues to disappoint in the tournament, right? We had San Diego State get blown out by Carolina. We had Utah State get blown out yesterday by UCLA. And now we have Colorado State, one of the hottest teams in the country, going up against the Memphis Tigers, who are 29-5 this season. Colorado State's favorite in the game. Check around, see if Tyrese Hunter, the starting point guard for Memphis, he was questionable to play today, if he's available. Whether or not he does, though, it's going to be a heavy dose of P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger for Memphis. I would look at taking some Danger, some over points for him. I think this is kind of a Dane Danger game. Neat Clifford's been one of the best players in the country for Colorado State. Kind of like the over in that game as well, 147.5. I think we see some points in Memphis and Colorado State. Then we get to Mount St. Mary's and Duke. Duke favored by 32.5. The total is 140.5. I'm going back to laying the number in the first half with Duke at 18.5 in this game. I just think that these national champion contender teams like Houston, like Duke, a lot of the times I feel like they get off to strong starts in the first half. You're going to win the national championship, you get off to a strong start in the first half. We saw that with UConn last year. Houston obviously got off to a really good start yesterday. Auburn struggled again against Alabama State. Makes me a little nervous about them. But with Cooper Flagg back, if Duke comes out of the gate and they're trying, I don't know how Mount St. Mary's is going to really put out an effective, consistent offense. So I will go with Duke in the first half against Mount St. Mary's. Then we got Vanderbilt taking on, Vandy taking on St. Mary's. This is going to be an interesting game. I really like St. Mary's -4.5 in this matchup. Vanderbilt in the non-conference played Drake, who we saw yesterday upset an SEC team in Missouri. Drake won that game 81-70 against Vanderbilt, a team that plays at the slowest pace in the country, very good on defense, works the whole shot clock. That's what St. Mary's is going to do today against Vanderbilt, and I think it's going to throw them off their game. So I like the Gaels -4.5. I think they're a great money line piece today against Vanderbilt as well. I'd also look in the over in that game, 135.5. UNC and Ole Miss, I like the Tar Heels on the money line. This is such an interesting game from just a sports betting handicap perspective, right? The Tar Heels, obviously, nobody thought they should have been in the tournament to begin with. Then they get into the tournament, absolutely dominate San Diego State. Now they're getting steamed as an 11 seed favored over an SEC team in Ole Miss. But I don't think it's necessarily an overreaction to San Diego State. I kind of think this is the kind of team that Carolina has been the last 3 weeks outside of the Duke games. You know, outside of playing Duke, Carolina has just smoked everybody that they've played. Now, Ole Miss is going to be the second best team that they've played besides Duke, so I don't expect them to win by 15 or 20, but I do think they win the game. They got NBA talent, RJ Davis, really good player. I'll take North Carolina today on the money line against Ole Miss. And then the last early window game we have is going to be out in Seattle between Maryland and Grand Canyon. It's a tough game for me. You know, I'm a Terps fan outside of being a Bama fan as well. So I just sit back, hope that the Terps win the game. I would lean towards them 10.5 as well. I think I know a lot of people love betting first to 15 in March Madness. Grand Canyon might be a good look for first to 10, first to 15. Because last year, the Lopes played out in Spokane. And their fan base is really good. And they travel really well. And with this game being out on the West Coast, obviously Maryland having to fly all the way across the country, it's going to be like a home game for Grand Canyon. So I think they feed off the energy, they feed off the emotion, get off to a nice start, and then I think Maryland picks it up a little bit, maybe the final 8 minutes of the first half going into the second half. So stay away from me, but I think first to 15 with Grand Canyon could be a good look in that one. All right, let's look at the later games that we have coming up on Friday. One's a quick update. Baylor up 35-32 on Mississippi State. Minute 11 to go until halftime. And then Bama and Robert Morris are in a TV timeout, tied up 28-18 on Robert Morris. As for the later games, we've got Florida taking on Norfolk State. Gators 28.5 point favorites, total 153.5. We know the Gators are going to win the game against Norfolk State. Whether or not they cover the spread, that's a different conversation. The Gators have been on a ridiculous ATS run here as of late. You can't make the spread high enough in Florida games. They just continue to cover every single game. I'm looking at a player prop, though, in this one. I like Alex Condon over 12.5 points for the Gators against Norfolk State. Again, when you watch these one seeds play 16s and two versus 15s and all these matchups, the size advantage, the athleticism, right? All these sorts of things. Florida rotates in so many really athletic, very good rebounding big men. Condon is one of those. I think he's going to have 15-plus points today, so I like over 12.5 points for Alex Condon. Troy in Kentucky, if you watched this show earlier in the week, you know this is my big upset of the first round. I'm rocking with the Troy Trojans on the money line, plus 525. We're also taking them plus the points at 11.5. Couple reasons I love this game, right? Kentucky obviously lost in the 3-14 last year to Oakland, and nobody thinks they're going to lose again, right? They lost last year. You get rid of Calipari. You bring in Mark Pope. Kentucky's not losing again in the 3-14 game. And then matchup-wise, I think this is a game that can favor Troy. Kentucky's got some injuries, some guys that are banged up. Jackson Robinson, one of their better ball handlers, one of their guards, is out for the year. Lamont Butler, who's going to be back today, is not 100%. He's been in and out of the lineup for Kentucky the last couple months. And Kentucky really doesn't overwhelm you with athleticism. Sure, they have big guys. They have NBA players. They have guys that can shoot. But they don't have these, like, athletic guys that I think are going to overwhelm Troy, who meanwhile has one of the best defenses of any of the mid-major teams in the country. They're excellent at first forcing turnovers, and I think that's the game plan for Troy. You don't want to make this game a half-court game. You want to force Kentucky into turnovers, try to get some cheapies, pressuring them and all those sorts of things. Troy's one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, though. They shoot just below 30% at 29.9. So for them to pull off the upset, their defense has to create turnovers, but it's also just got to be one of those games where a team who uncharacteristically doesn't hit their shots and make threes is just on a heater tonight. So that's what I'm banking on. I'm riding with Troy if you want a big upset. We obviously didn't see too much craziness yesterday. We had McNeese, we had Drake, but certainly not a massive upset. If we do get one, that would be the game that I would look at with Troy over Kentucky. Then we got Marquette taking on New Mexico. Marquette, a 3.5-point favorite, total 152.5. Again, I mean, these Mountain West teams, right? Like, you fade them. And I'm going to fade another one today in New Mexico. Give me Marquette minus 3.5. What scares you about Marquette is Shaka Smart. Outside of that Final Four run with VCU, he's been a horrendous coach in March Madness, but lucky for him, he's got one of the best players in the sport in Cam Jones. So I think that Marquette is going to win the game today. I think they cover the spread, and I like them minus 3.5. Arizona-Akron, I think it's going to be a really fun game. The total certainly says so, 167.5. I'm taking the 14.5 with Akron. Since Tommy Lloyd's been in Tucson, Arizona's been a good team. They've been a good program, but they have certainly been upset every year we get to March Madness. They lost to Princeton when they were a two seed a couple years ago. They got upset by Clemson last year in the Sweet 16. They got upset by Miami in the Sweet 16 a couple years ago. So they've been on the wrong side of some upsets, and I don't know if they're going to get beat today, but again, Akron's a really good offensive team, and I think their offense is going to give Arizona's defense some issues, so I like Akron plus the points. I also like Oklahoma plus 5.5 against UConn as well. I think we're paying way too much of a UConn tax on this game. This should be like minus 1.5, minus 2 for UConn, but instead it's 5.5 because they're the two-time defending champions and everybody would be afraid to bet against UConn, right? So you're getting 5.5 with Oklahoma, who, keep in mind, before SEC play, the Sooners were 13-0 in the non-conference. This was a really good team playing teams outside of the SEC, playing on neutral floors. I'll take the Sooners plus 5.5. Illinois-Xavier should be a fun game. I'm just going to take Xavier on the money line. Illinois, to me, is a lot like Missouri. You just don't know which team is going to show up every night. If Illinois' offense shows up and they're knocking down shots, they're good enough to go to the Elite Eight, maybe even the Final Four. But if they look like the team that we've seen too much of this season, they could absolutely get beat, and they're going up against a team who is smoking hot right now in Xavier. Had that comeback win against Texas, so I do like Xavier on the money line tonight against Illinois. Give me Bryant plus the points against Michigan State. Bryant plus 17.5. These teams like Michigan State that can't shoot, I think it's a tough matchup when they're a big favorite in these, you know, 215 type games, because Bryant's probably going to play a zone. They're going to pack it in, and they're going to force Michigan State to hit some shots. And if Bryant does that and they knock down some shots, they're a very good offense. I think they can hang around. So I like Bryant plus 17.5 against Michigan State. And then finally, give me Liberty plus 7.5 and also on the money line against Oregon. Of all the 5-12 matchups, I feel like this is the one that isn't getting talked about the most. Liberty's a really good team. They can shoot a bunch of threes. And going up against that matchup zone that Oregon has, I think it's going to be difficult. I think it's going to be difficult for the Ducks. So keep an eye on Liberty late night tonight, maybe pulling an upset on Oregon. All right, let's go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our next guest, Shane Jackson, who joins us. Make sure you guys give Shane a follow on X, at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Shane, great having you on. Shane, can you hear us? All right, looks like we lost Shane. We'll try and get him back here. Talk some NBA and some MLB with Shane. Mike, let me know when we have Shane back. Oh, there we go. Shane, can you hear us? Oh, looks like we lost Shane again. All right, so we'll try and get him back. We got some update on some games. Bama's up 32-29 now on Robert Morris with 5 minutes to go in the first half. And then we have reached halftime in Raleigh between Baylor and Mississippi State. Baylor is up 35-32. They are a 3.5-point favorite at halftime against Mississippi State. I don't think I would take Mississippi State. Again, I like Baylor to win the game. I think I want some more points with Mississippi State. The total's at 148.5, which is exactly where it closed, so I would probably stay away from that game. Bama, now that they're up three, you might get a good live number there on Alabama. All right, looks like we have Shane Jackson back. Going to talk some NBA and MLB with Shane. Once again, make sure you guys are following Shane on X, at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Shane, obviously we're all focused on March Madness. Great to have all these games underway, but we still got NBA games going on. I know you're keeping an eye on the association. What are some games that you like for us tonight on the NBA slate?
Yeah, I actually took a plus 114 price on over 4.5 assists for Derek White. I think the Celtics are a very interesting team to watch over these final weeks of the regular season because they're kind of locked into that two spot with no real room to improve for catching the Cavs or really catching a Western Conference team for maybe the finals tiebreaker. So I bet we see more resting and roles changing on a nightly basis for the Celtics. And in this case, I'm counting on White's usage to increase without Jaylen Brown, who remains out. And White has dished 4 assists in back-to-back games, but he had 10 assists against the Jazz when they played on March 10th. And I expect his usage to increase, and I project about 5 assists. So a plus money price to me seems too good to pass up.
Fair enough. You bring up the Boston Celtics, Shane. Right now on BetMGM, when you look at the futures market for the Celtics and OKC, both teams are minus 135 to win their conference. Which team would you rather lay the juice with? Would you rather take the Thunder minus 135 in the West or Boston minus 135 in the East?
Yeah, the answer remains Boston for me. I continue to respect the defending champs. I do think they'll sweat a bit more in the Eastern Conference this year, but they'll still be favored over the Cavs in that Eastern Conference final series. Whereas the Thunder, they face a much tougher road in the Western Conference. The Lakers are getting healthier this weekend with LeBron and Rui on their way back. The Warriors have been on fire, even if it is a bit of a soft schedule. The Nuggets still have the best player in the world. I still believe in the Wolves. And the Clippers, you know, sneakily, might not be a great first-round matchup for the Thunder if Kawhi Leonard is playing as well as he has of late. This Thunder core has only won one series, and so now I have to lay minus 135 odds on for them to win 3 series against a really tough West. I mean, I'll pass on that if you're making me choose between the two. I prefer Boston.
Let's talk NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Shane. I know we've talked about this award a couple times. Obviously, with the Wemby injury, it kind of opened things up to a bunch of different options. Mobley's the favorite, but man, Draymond Green's odds are starting to skyrocket. Mobley is the favorite, minus 185, but then Draymond is plus 115. What do you make of Defensive Player of the Year? Do you think that Draymond's got a legit shot at winning this award?
Yeah, and Draymond moved to minus 105 like a couple hours ago. So he's very much has a great case here. The Warriors are 7th in defensive rating. The Cavs are 9th. Draymond beats Evan Mobley in a lot of advanced metrics such as defensive EPM and defensive BPM. But Mobley is averaging more blocks and defensive rebounds. He's also played more minutes. And I think that's the sneaky part about this entire race down the stretch here, is the Warriors have 12 games left, and Draymond needs to play 9 to meet that 65-game threshold. So there's really no margin for error for him in the final few weeks here. I think now the Draymond Green steam is fully passed, and I probably would not be jumping in on it this late. If anything, I think maybe this steam has created some value on Evan Mobley at a shorter price.
Let's talk some baseball, Shane. We got opening day on Thursday, man. Just kind of snuck up on us, right? Yeah. Dodgers and Cubs obviously started the season out in Japan, but everybody else will get going on Thursday. I know you're keeping a close eye on baseball. We've previewed a bunch of teams on this show. We've talked about a bunch of the different divisions. What would you say is your favorite division bet in baseball this season? Who do you like?
Yeah, I still really like the Texas Rangers to win the American League West. This line has only moved from plus 225 to plus 200. And if you look at Pagoda's projections right now, the Rangers are, they have them as the Rangers, the best team in the American League, giving them a 41% chance to win the division. And the 2-1 price tag is 33% implied probability. I just think the Rangers have so much upside in a wide open American League. The pitching rotation should be healthier, and honestly has a few players that could have even more upside with Jacob deGrom and Kumar Rocker. The lineup has plenty of potential as well. I like that they added Jock Peterson, and then Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford could take the next step. I think that lineup has even more potential. This team, you know, won the World Series 2 years ago. They were among the favorites at this time last year, so I think we're getting a discount on a very talented Rangers team in what is a wide open American League.
Shane, who is a team that missed the playoffs last year that you think makes it this year? Obviously, you love the Texas Rangers. They might just be your answer again, but is there another team that maybe you think missed out on October last year you think makes it into the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I still do like the Rangers. I like the Diamondbacks as well. But I think, you know, staying in the American League, as I mentioned, it is wide open. But also from a playoff perspective, three American League Central teams made the playoffs. That's not going to happen again. Therefore, there's more playoff spots to be had in the American League. And if you're removing the Rangers from the list, the team I'm most high on outside of them is the Boston Red Sox, which I've mentioned on a couple of shows already with you before. But, I mean, with the Yankees banged up, I think the American League East is definitely more winnable for the Red Sox. And they have a lot of potential in both the rotation and the lineup as well. They added Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman. They don't even have enough room for their top prospects right now, and Christian Campbell and Roman Anthony, suggesting that there's even more potential in this lineup. The rotation had kind of this philosophy overhaul under Andrew Bailey, their pitching coach, last year, where they were like, we're going to stop throwing bad fastballs. And we saw the rotation really improve over the season. They were in the wild card hunt late last year and ultimately faded down the stretch, but that was notable because this team was a betting favorite to finish fifth in the American League East last year. So this turnaround happens a lot quicker than people expect. And so I think the Red Sox do make their playoffs for the first time since 2021. And the best way to bet on that to me still remains Alex Cora to win AL Manager of the Year at 7-1. Every manager of the year since 2012 has made the playoffs, and 22 of those 26 winners did not make playoffs the previous year. So that's the best way to me for betting on the Red Sox, but I do like their division price as well.
I love it. Yeah, the Red Sox, certainly all the moves that they made, they're going to be popular pick this year to make the playoffs. Shane, before I let you go, what about any player awards, right? MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, anything out there that you think's a good bet as we head into the season?
Yeah, I'm always interested in the MLB Rookie of the Year market. I cashed Luis Hill at 50-1 last spring as well. That's what he was in April, and I think he had better odds later in the summer as well. I just think that market has more volatility, whereas MVP just kind of awards the player with the best WAR at the end of the year. Rookie of the Year, especially last year, rewarded the best season. Paul Skenes winning over Jackson Merrill showed that it wasn't necessarily about the value total on the season. It was more about the best storyline. And for me, I think that storyline this year could be Tampa Bay Rays rookie Chandler Simpson. When he makes his MLB debut, he will be the fastest player in baseball on day one. He is going to steal a lot of bases this year. He was as low as 18-1 to be the stolen base leader at BetMGM. I think the better bet for him is 45-1 to win AL Rookie of the Year. And honestly, like Luis Hill last year, I think he can get a better number later in the season. He's going to start in the minors to start the season, so he's not going to break camp with the Rays. But I'm sure he's going to be one of their quick first calls up if he starts playing well. down there in AAA as well. And Simpson, the downside with him is he doesn't have much power. But I think playing in that spring training complex this year for the Rays may boost his offense production. And then he steals a bunch of bases, and all of a sudden he's in this race towards the end of the year.
I like it. Shane Jackson, make sure you guys are following him on X at By Shane Jackson. Web content writer for BetMGM joins us each and every Friday here on Send It In. Shane, great stuff, man. Enjoy opening day, and we'll talk again next Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Bama up 39-31 on Robert Morris right now. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go until halftime, and still intermission between Baylor and Mississippi State, with Baylor up 37-32. Let's look ahead to the round of 32 on Saturday. We got some really good games. Starting things off with Purdue and McNeese State. Purdue a 5.5-point favorite, total 143.5. I would look at McNeese in that game. Plus 5.5, I take some money line as well. This McNeese team has a bunch of Power 4, Power 5 transfers, right? This isn't like a mid-major team that's just made up of, you know, D2 guys and JUCO transfers and all this stuff. They got transfers in from Georgetown and Syracuse and all these places. Will Wade is a terrific coach, and their defense is tough to prepare for on a short turnaround. The offense is kind of the weakness of their team, but they're going up against one of the worst two-point defenses in all of college basketball in Purdue. I like McNeese tomorrow, plus the points. I also like Arkansas, plus the points against St. John's, and I'd look at some money line in that game, too. Coach Cal's team's getting hot at the right time. Their offense is so streaky, man. It feels like they play a half of basketball where they look unreal, and then they play another half of basketball where they can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. But they played well for the majority of the game yesterday against Kansas. And Kansas, you know, the reason they were able to get back in that game yesterday was because they played a 2-3 zone. St. John's isn't going to do that. They have the best defense in the country. They press. They play man-to-man. That's what they're going to do against Arkansas. And I think the Hogs are going to be able to carve up their man-to-man a little bit. I like Arkansas tomorrow. Michigan and Texas A&M. Give me the Aggies on the money line at minus 140 against Michigan. I think A&M, I think their offensive rebounding ability, their physicality going up against Michigan, I think it's going to get Vlad Golden and Danny Wolf into foul trouble. Expect Wade Taylor to play well also, so I like A&M in that game against Michigan. Texas Tech and Drake, this will be a real interesting game. Both head coaches, Grant McCaslin for the Red Raiders and Ben McCollum for Drake, really good friends. And Drake's team plays how Grant McCaslin's team played when he was at North Texas a couple years ago with the Mean Green. So where Drake's style and their pace can throw teams off like it threw off Missouri yesterday, I don't think it's going to throw off Texas Tech. So I like the Red Raiders. I think they're a good money line piece tomorrow. 7.5, I think is probably a good point. You know, if it gets to 6.5, I like that. 7.5 still would probably lean towards Texas Tech. Creighton and Auburn. Auburn 9.5-point favorite with the total of 150.5. I like Creighton. Auburn just isn't right. There's something just wrong with them right now. I am concerned about them, certainly. And Kalkbrenner going up against Jani Broom. That is a bad matchup for Broom. I think Creighton can hang around, keep that game close. I like them plus 9.5. Give me BYU tomorrow on the money line against Wisconsin. This line, it feels like, should be like 2.5, 3. It's staying at 1.5, though. Wisconsin's defense does not force turnovers, and that's why I liked VCU yesterday against BYU, because they do. BYU's guards, you got to give them credit. They handled it really well. They got a pro in Igor Demon, and Richie Saunders is a terrific shooter. I think that BYU offense is going to be tough to prepare for on a short turnaround for the Badgers, so I will take BYU tomorrow. Give me Houston -5.5 against Gonzaga. This should really be an Elite Eight game. It's a crime we're getting it in the round of 32, but I like Houston -5.5. And then UCLA and Tennessee. Vols are 4.5-point favorites. I think this is going to be a popular play in a lot of survivor pools. I would stay away. I would be careful of Tennessee. UCLA, good teams that they can hang with are teams that want to slow it down and are good defensively. That's what Tennessee is. I think UCLA +4.5 could pull off an upset tomorrow against Tennessee. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. March is here. The madness is about to begin. Get in on the action with a March matchup odds boost token. Just place your bet, use your token, and if you win, bigger payout, bigger celebration. Don't miss your shot. Grab your odds boost token today and make every game a slam dunk. Let's wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. My prop lock is going to be Alex Condon over 12.5 points against Norfolk State. My dog of the day is going to be Oklahoma +5.5 against UConn. And then my best bet is going to be Liberty +7.5 against Oregon. Looking at the prop block, I like Alex Condon over 12.5 points because, again, the size, the athleticism, the rebounding ability of those big guys on Florida, I think it's going to be too much for Norfolk State to handle. So I expect Condon to have a really good day. Again, you're watching this Bama game. Cliff Amore's going off because they're just throwing him alley-oops against Robert Morris. I would expect the size of Florida to have a similar impact. Oklahoma's going to be my dog of the day. I know it's scary betting against UConn, but we're getting a lot of points. This line should be under 3. The fact we're getting 5.5, there's just too much of a UConn tax that we are paying because they're the two-time defending champs, but this is not the same UConn team. Give me Oklahoma plus the points. And then I like Liberty, plus 7.5. I like some Liberty money line against Oregon as well. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Ducks, a team that can shoot the three really well, doesn't really turn the ball over against their matchup defense. I think that's going to be a tough game for Oregon. Too many points. Give me Liberty plus 7.5. And again, I think the money line is worth the play as well. Thanks so much to Shane Jackson for joining us, guys. Enjoy the second best day of the year on the sports calendar. We'll be back on Monday. See you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.